Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Pope Francis celebrates Mass in Cuba. Pope Francis warned Cubans of the dangers of ideology. He preached Sunday before tens of thousands of worshipers who packed Havana's historic Revolutionary Square. The Pope also paid a visit Sunday to former Cuban leader Fidel Castro at his home in Havana. Pope Francis will travel to the cities of Holguín and Santiago during his visit Monday and Tuesday, with plans to hold Mass and meet with Catholic clergy in both cities before departing for the United States. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says most Iranians support the nuclear deal with six world powers, including the United States, even if some hardliners denounce it. In an interview with CBS Television 60 Minutes that aired Sunday night, President Rouhani called the deal a very difficult agreement, but the right agreement, and the first step towards decreasing enmity and distrust between Iran and the United States. Under the deal, Iran will scale back its uranium enrichment to keep it from building a nuclear bomb and agrees to vigorous inspections of its nuclear facilities. In exchange, the U.S. and its allies will ease the sanctions that have wrecked the Iranian economy. West African negotiators announced a plan Sunday to end the crisis in Burkina Faso, where a military coup overthrew the transitional civilian government last week. The proposal would restore civilian authority but offer amnesty to the coup leaders. Presidential and parliamentary elections set for October 11th will be held sometime before November 22nd. The plan will be submitted to an AU summit Tuesday for approval. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the Obama administration will increase the number of refugees allowed to enter the United States to 100,000 annually in 2017. Secretary Kerry spoke Sunday in Berlin.
I'm pleased to announce today that the United States will significantly increase our numbers for refugee resettlement in the course of this next year and the year after.
Earlier Sunday, Austria said 11,000 migrants crossed into the country from Hungary in the past 24 hours. Authorities also said another 7,000 migrants, many of them fleeing Syria's civil war, were expected to be at a main crossing. Australia is under pressure by rights groups to resettle Syrian refugees. With a divided electorate, new Prime Minister Martin Turnbull is seen as unlikely to offer sanctuary to more migrants. Phil Mercer reports.
Pro and anti-refugee campaigners have clashed in recent weeks in Australia. So, will there be any major changes under new Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull to a hardline stance on immigration, where the military turns migrant boats away from Australia, or where detainees are sent for processing in remote camps in the South Pacific? Experts say major policy changes are not likely, after Turnbull had earlier praised his predecessor's efforts to stop asylum seekers breaching the nation's maritime frontiers. Immigration remains one of Australia's most divisive issues. Phil Mercer, Sydney.
Houthi rebels in Yemen have freed at least five foreign hostages kidnapped earlier this year, including two Americans. All were freed on Sunday following negotiations between the rebels and the government of Oman. Details on the talks or why the hostages were kidnapped to begin with are still unclear. Military sources in Cameroon say two young suicide bombers killed at least three other people in Mora Sunday in what appeared to be the latest cross-border attack by Nigeria's Boko Haram Islamist militant group. Mora lies just a few kilometers from Boko Haram's strongholds in northeastern Nigeria. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson said Sunday Muslims are unfit to be president of the United States, arguing that the principles of Islam are inconsistent with American values. During an appearance on NBC's Meet the Press program, Dr. Carson, who is a devout Christian, said a president's faith should matter to voters, and he described the Islamic faith as inconsistent with the Constitution. Leftist Greek Prime Minister-elect Alexis Tsipras claimed victory Sunday in national elections, saying he will quickly form a coalition government, one to implement austerity measures demanded by European creditors in exchange for billions of dollars in bailout aid. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.